This podcast is brought to you by the National Trust of South Australia. It's about local people and places. The first series comes from Gawler. Thanks for joining us on Our Town. Let's dive in.
This'll do. The Children and School, 1948 through to 1960. Migrations begin to arrive here in Gawler, where they came from Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, Poland, Ukraine, Germany, and Great Britain. East Europeans from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania were lawyers, doctors, engineers, teachers, and many other professional people. From Poland and the Ukraine regions, particularly the east to Belarus, where the great blocky wetlands and forests are, farmers, tradespeople. There were mechanics, electricians, builders. From Britain, from every walk of life, all in the mix of the great post-World War II migration to Australia, particularly Gawler and Williston migrant camps, in our case. With them came all their children, all ages, most unable to speak English. What to do? How can this be fixed? How to educate them? How will they fit in? What needs to be done to feed, clothe, educate them? What if they get sick or injured? The government of the day, federal, state and local, soon realised there would also be a large number of children involved. Some women would be pregnant. Some would be in poor health. Money was provided, all the arms of the government, to increase the size of the Gawler Primary School and the Hutchison Hospital. The Gawler Primary School, expecting an influx of 80 to 100 additional students. And it began. Temporary classrooms built in all available spaces and nearby church halls made available. The migrants began to arrive, East Europeans from displaced person camps across Germany, the British in large numbers looking for a better life. For the displaced East Europeans out of camps that were formerly slave labour camps, arriving in Australia, being processed in Victoria at Bonegilla camp and on trains to Adelaide, South Australia, to the Williston camp in Gawler. The big difference was they received food, housing and jobs. No barbed wire fences, no guardhouses, no gates. For the children, space to play, explore and to make friends. For Gawler, this had a familiar feel. 100 years since the last cultural mix of British and Silesian Prussians, now fully integrated into a unique culture mix. It had all happened before. I'm still amazed at what happened next. The Gawler Primary School hired an Estonian school teacher and opera singer who spoke English, German, Italian and Estonian, and began the process of teaching English to the children in the camp and at the Gawler Primary School. Additionally, a British nurse married to a Gawler retired serviceman, Mrs. Louis Leake, searched Gawler for clothing, cotton wool, Hessian bags, formerly containing sugar, items of interest that would appeal to the children. The Polish girls, in particular, took advantage and made the most beautiful cushions in the Polish style, where one is on display in our museum this very day. So off to school they went, joining the local children. The social impact of this was enormous, a whole different mix. At first, a clash, later a mix of cultures, lifelong friendships, marriages, another round of what makes up the character of Gawler today, and so it goes on. The schoolyard is where it all really happened. For example, the English copped it because Dom Bradman's Invincibles are undefeated. The English boys soon got the plot, bringing cricket bats to school, asking the Australians to lend a cricket ball. That did it. The Polish and Ukrainian boys at soccer quickly learned how to kick an Australian rules ball. The girls, basketball, now netball, and tennis, that done the trick. One boy, Meta Pearl's son, Hendrick, ducks the school. School day ends, down pencils, gather the friends, up to the camp, and down the road, over the railway line, through the park, over the swing bridge, up to Paxton Street, into the Williston camp. One Polish mother says, "Who are these other children?" "Friends from school," is the answer.
You have been listening to a podcast from the National Trust of South Australia. To find out more, visit us at one of our local heritage places or online at nationaltrust.org.au/SA.